He was impressed with many of the Japanese artists, and in particular the Yukie woodblock print artist, and how they would use nature and other objects in their art. Things like water, bridges, flowers, and then how the artists use these elements and position them in their artwork. Hi, this is Anita with 5 Minutes with Art. Today we're going to talk about Japanism, or the rise of how Japanese art influenced an artist, in particular Claude Monet. Yeah, this is a very interesting thing because most people may not realize this, but Japanese art had a great influence on art in the Western world in the late 1800s. Japan was forced to open its doors by the United States, came in and forced Japan to open its doors. And this was after years of isolation. And during this time, Japanese had a lot of great artists. They developed a lot of great Japanese artistic techniques, in particular, the Yukie or the woodblock prints. And these artists were doing some very interesting things with colors and designs and other things. So Japan opened its doors with trade in about 1853, and the start of this trade began to find that a lot of the Japanese arts, artifacts, fabrics, silks, embroideries, and the culture began to find their way to Western Europe. What's unique about all of this is because Japan was closed for so long to Western trade that the Japanese artists developed a really true Japanese art and style that was really untouched by the rest of the world. The Japanese art truly became Japanese in every way. There was a man by the name of Siegfried Bing, and he loved the Japanese art, and so he brought the Japanese art to France. And this really became the beginning of the Japanese art movement. He published a magazine about Japanese art. He had a shop about Japanese art. And he really believed that Japanese art and for the Art Nouveau movement. But it also really influenced a lot of the Impressionists, and in particular, the Impressionist artists like Claude Monet. Claude Monet found Japanese art that he saw in Paris, and he was fascinated with it. And he became heavily influenced by the Japanese printmaking, green printing, and Japanese woodblock prints. We do not know where his fascination began with Japanese art, and it could be that he first saw the art in the Paris 1867 exhibition, or he could have seen it at Bing's shop, but he claims that he first saw the art when he was 16 or 17 years old, but this has really not been able to be verified, because that means that he would have seen the art quite early on when the trade with Japan just started. We do know that Monet was, like many of the other artists of his time, was a great collector of all kinds of Japanese art, especially Japanese woodblock prints. That in his studio, that Japanese art would be surrounded around him, and that he would view this art and look at this art, and that it influenced him. He was fascinated with many things to do with how the Japanese artist, how they handled their work. One of them was the linear perspective of Japanese art. He was really fascinated with how the Japanese artists used the linear perspective. It was something that he hadn't seen before, and especially the woodblock prints, that they would create an illusion of depth on this flat surface. He really loved that, and he tried to mimic that in many of his paintings. He liked the stylization of the Japanese woodblock prints. He liked their unique style and how the Japanese woodblock print artists would use monochrome color scheme on their woodblock prints. They use different shades and hues of the same color. And again, if you look at a lot of his artwork, you'll see a lot of these similarities. He liked how color was used in the Japanese woodblock prints, and that color was put on a large area with striking contrast. He also liked that. Monet started to use a lot of Asian patterns in his artwork, including the flowers. He liked how the Japanese would repeat patterns on fabrics and other things, and you would find this in some of Monet's artwork. He did not try to, hide or camouflage patterns. This showed how fascinated he was with all things that were made that were Japanese. He liked the nature perspective in the Japanese art. He was impressed with many of the Japanese artists, and in particular the Yukie woodblock print artist, and how they'd use nature and other objects in their art. Things like water, bridges, flowers, and then how the artists used these elements and positioned them in their artwork. He liked how they would position their models, that it was very different the way the models were positioned in the Japanese art than what he was used to at the time. So he began to position a lot of his models the same way. So you look back on this, you can see that there was a lot of comparison in how he used the Japanese art. And if you look at my blog about Claude Monet and the rise of Japanese, you will be able to see some of the paintings. And I'll compare for you in this the comparison between a Japanese woodblock print artist and his artwork. And you can see some of the similarities. We hope that you've enjoyed this and that you've been able to enjoy being with us today for our 5 minutes with art, or a little bit over 5 minutes of time. And we thank you so much for being part of us and being part of our community. We hope that if you've enjoyed this podcast, that you will subscribe to it and tell your friends about us. We truly do appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.